Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Galehouse. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Krivic moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Bonura moves to third. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bonura scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-for-1 in the game. Solters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Averill moves to third. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Averill scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Hale reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy fires to first and has Hughes trapped. There's the throw to Appling, who tags Hughes for the out. One out. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Galehouse strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Kennedy covering, for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Krivic moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 2 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 3 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. 2 outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell is walked intentionally. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Appling trying to get to third. Larry throws to Hughes, who tags Appling for the out. Sewell moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 3 in the game. Soltis bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to second. 1 out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trosky moves to third. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hughes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. 1 out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bonura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Denny Galehouse. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Jeff Heath. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly pinch runs for Bruce Campbell. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.